It's Wednesday, March 29th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports that Muslim relatives of a pastor in eastern Uganda killed him on March 10th for his Christian faith. Pastor Adonawi Bulwa had been preaching to family members, some of whom converted to Christianity, but his brother resisted and warned him to stop sharing the gospel. Bulwa's wife, Zabina, said, quote, 2 weeks later, my husband was invited to attend a family meeting where he was pressured to recant the Christian faith, but he said he was ready to die for Christ's sake, end quote. After the meeting, relatives forced Bulwa out of his home before killing him. He leaves behind 5 children. Zabina and the children had to flee their home. She said, quote, we need prayers so that God may guide us on what to do next, end quote. Christian Concern reports that a British judge overturned the conviction of a Christian street preacher earlier this month. Police arrested Dave McConnell in England back in 2021 for allegedly, quote, misgendering, end quote, a member of the public. Before that, the preacher had been assaulted, abused, and had his belongings stolen while preaching. Dave was also reported as a potential terrorist. The street preacher successfully appealed his conviction this month. Dave welcomed the legal victory, saying, quote, Jesus told Christians to expect persecution. I am determined to continue my ministry. Jesus changed my life as a young man, and I am passionate about engaging people with the hope that made such a difference to me, end quote. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 12 through 14, Paul wrote, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it. Last Thursday, the Bank of England raised interest rates by 25 basis points to 4.25%. The central bank is trying to reduce inflation. In February, the United Kingdom's inflation unexpectedly surged to an annual 10.4%. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the Federal Reserve raised interest rates last week to nearly 5%. It's the 9th time in a row the Fed has raised rates in an attempt to stifle inflation. U.S. annual inflation was 6% in February, down from nearly 10% last June, but still above the Fed's target of 2%. After several recent bank failures in America, Federal Reserve data found that customers pulled nearly $100 billion from their bank accounts for the week ending March 15th. Small banks were hit the hardest by the pullouts. Outflows from smaller banks reached $120 billion, while large banks received deposit increases of $67 billion. New York police arrested a woman last week on charges of vandalizing a pro-life pregnancy center near Buffalo on March 16th. Compass Care runs the pregnancy center as well as several other locations across the state. The recent attack follows a previous one last year on the same location. Pro-abortion activists firebombed the center, causing about $500,000 in damage. Police have not arrested anyone in connection with the first attack. Pastor Jim Hardin with Compass Care said, quote, we've been saying all along that the FBI possesses this kind of forensic power, but has chosen not to employ it on behalf of pro-life people when victimized by pro-abortion Maoist Antifa, end quote. And finally, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal found that only 39% of Americans say faith is a top priority. That's down from 62% in 1998. Older people were more likely than younger people to say religious beliefs were important. Other values that have fallen in importance for Americans include patriotism, community involvement, and raising children. However, the study did identify one value that has grown in importance over the last 25 years, the love of money, reports the New York Post. The significance of money has risen from 31% to 43%. In Mark 4, verse 19, Jesus warned of seed sown among thorns. He said, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 29th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.